if somebody desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should strengthen the power of his memory, should increase his capacity of memory to remember things, to retain things, that it should get stronger and more. If somebody desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens the vision of his eyes, the visibility of his eyes, and if somebody desires that his physical deficiencies and illnesses, which start from, for example, the mouth, that Allah Ta'ala eliminates those diseases and Allah Ta'ala fixes the illnesses of the face or the eyes and the teeth. And if somebody desires that his deeds, worship gets accepted and that they are multiplied 70 times over, and if somebody desires that when it's his final moments in life, he's about to depart from this world, that he gets the kalima on his tongue. And when somebody goes, that if he dies, he desires that on departing Allah is pleased with him, then there's a sunnah, there's one sunnah. If we implement that, the reward of that will give you all of these things. What is that sunnah? Very beloved sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is to do the miswak. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. As Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu stated this in a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said that I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing the miswak, performing the miswak, and he was very occupied in doing the miswak. He was so occupied, so busy in the miswak, he was engaged, he was immersed, thoughtful, that whilst he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing the miswak, then on his blessed face, from his blessed mouth, the noise was also coming. The actual effects of doing the miswak, with intensity he was doing the miswak. So in other words, his miswak, the action of doing miswak was such that even the Prophet ﷺ was moving around physically inside the mouth, all four sides, all four corners of the mouth. In the same way, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu narrated that I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he would get up from his bed, immediately first and foremost, the first action he'd do is that he'd go towards his miswak. And Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha stated that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so regular in miswak that before doing anything, he'd do miswak. Coming into the home, he'd do miswak story. Before departing, he'd do the miswak. This was how kathir and regular was this amal, great action, and Allah gave such great rewards for miswak. The biggest reward is that person, when he departs from the world, he is given the ability to recite the kalima. Can there be a bigger reward than this? A person departs this world and recites the kalima shahada. And when a person, before he prays salah, if he does miswak, in the hadith is stated that 70 times the multiplication occurs of that, the thawab, the reward. And that, for example, a salah that you already gain, sorry, not 70, 27 times extra reward, if the salah increases, then will that salah not be accepted? Won't it? It's guaranteed. Your ibadah is accepted with the fadl of Allah. Allah will accept it. And such a great amal, deed of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, miswak, that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was departing from this world towards Allah, when he was going to, the final moments, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha said that, bring me a fresh piece of miswak. And then the miswak was brought, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't do it himself, he couldn't prepare himself. This was the hikmah of Allah, the wisdom of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the miswak to Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radhiyallahu anha, that chew on it, soften it, give it to me. And she was proud all her life long. She was so proud that subhanallah, that I was given this great, great opportunity, the status, that from all the azwaj, all the wives, I got this opportunity that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was departing this world, that mine and his saliva, it met. Subhanallah. Such a great action, such a great memory. So we need to be very strongly and regularly, we should do amal on this miswak. There are many virtues, many, many virtues, and we get lazy on this. We are lazy and negligent. Always miswak should be with us for wudu. When we wake up, we should do miswak. Before we sleep, we should do miswak. Before we get up in the morning, we should do miswak. Before we do dhikr, we should do miswak. Before reading Quran, we should do miswak. There's a hadith that if somebody wants that his eyes become enlightened, strong vision. There are two meanings of the hadith, of the Quran and the one is reality and one is spiritually. The reality, the people of reality go towards reality, others go towards spirituality, and the Sufi Kram, they go deep. So it's stated that the benefit that we can see is this, that they looked at it in the light, the angle of ma'rifah, and then that the eyes become stronger, enlightened. This doesn't mean that just here in the world your eyes get stronger. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten his heart, make his heart so enlightened that the ma'rifah of the Qur'an, he will start to understand the inner depth meaning of the Qur'an. He'll start understanding big, big points, and he'll start entering into those points. He'll understand those points. So brothers, we should do dua to Allah, we should try. And also this, that maybe we are under this sort of misconception that it's for the men folk, not for the women. And I think maybe, for example, men folk do miswak. Maybe very few women indeed keep their miswak in the purse, in the handbag. They have lots of things and creams, etc. But they don't have miswak. Yes, and for the beauty of the akhirah, they should have this, put the miswak in your purse, in your handbag. You don't know where the evening could take place in the night. At least, for example, maybe you, the sun may set on our lives any time. So at least we can utilize the miswak. Just like our brothers put the miswak in their pockets. Women may not have pockets, but their handbags are very nice. So one, make one section in which you put your miswak and prepare for it. And these actions are both for men and for the women, sisters and brothers. Another point here, I don't have teeth. Some people say, I don't have any teeth. If I don't have teeth, they take points out. Lots of people make excuses and points. How can I do miswak? I am excused. I said, if you don't have teeth, then you have gums, don't you? That if you can chew your food with the gums, then can you not utilize miswak? So, what we should do, firstly, is that if you do miswak with this niyyah, then your teeth will never get spoilt. Your teeth will never get spoilt, because Allah Ta'ala has put shifa and cure in the miswak. The dentists, even they will fail. The people of miswak, their teeth will be able to smell like fadl and blessings, and focus on the miswak with love, be regular. We should all try to do it. Rather, this is the amal of one sunnah. Then imagine what will be the glory of all of the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember one thing in life, that every action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do it in all the actions of your life according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad nabiyyihi wa azwajihi wa ummihi wa dhurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. Sallim tasliman daiman abadan kaseeran. Allahumma qul lana zanadana wa zunnana wa hasbana wa jannana wa khatana wa adana wa na ta'idinana. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar wa qina azaban qabr wa qina azaban hashr wa qina azaban mizan. وادخلنا جنتك المولى يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين. اللهم صلتنا على الايمان ومتنا على الايمان واشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واجعلنا بزمرته يا كريم. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي ما بعد الموت. اللهم إنا على غمرة الموت وسكرات الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. یا قاضی الحاجات اکت حاجتنا یا داوی البلیات اتفا بلیدنا یا شافی الامراض اشفا امرادنا اللهم عافنا في بطني اللهم عافنا في صمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا اله الا انت لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا الله ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب کرو یا کریم ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب کرو یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب کرو ہمارے ایک ساتھی ان کے والد بیمار ہیں پاکستان میں ان کی دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک کو صحت و عافیت نصیب فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ کو صحت کاملہ نصیب فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ کو صحت و عافیت نصیب فرمائے اور جن جن کے اللہ کے دوست ساتھی بیمار ہیں اللہ پاک سب کو شفا نصیب فرمائے جو لوگ اسپتالوں کے اندر بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ان کو شفا نصیب فرمائے یا اللہ عافیت نصیب فرمائے یا اللہ بیماروں کے بارے میں سکون نصیب فرما صبر نصیب فرما یا اللہ تو اجر نصیب فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.